You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.
Today on our show, we're talking with Rachel Melvald. Rachel, thanks so much for being with me today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
So, Rachel, let's talk about what you're doing right now, your practice, and let's talk about the term psychotecture. What does that mean, and what are you doing now?
What does psychotecture mean? It's, well, you know, it kind of came to be after working in the field of mental health for so long and going back to school for architecture at SciArc. I came up with this methodology, concept, term to define how the psyche is manifested in design and curation. So psychotecture really is the methodology of working through the mind to express our highest self in our environment.
And does that happen consciously or unconsciously? Like when you explored that, or I mean, let's broaden that definition a little bit. Is that kind of like archetypes? It's happening without us knowing it, or not?
You know, I think we try, and as in the psychotherapeutic process, we try to make the unconscious more conscious, right? That's how analysis typically works, and through this process, we try to help one become more conscious of their unconscious in the design process, in the art. And, you know, I work with building big art collections as well. So while it can be a conscious process, it can be revealed in an unconscious way as well. And, yes, through symbols, through archetypes, through dream work, the psyche, you know, that I reference typically does have more of that Jungian analytical basis to it.
So can you give me an example of that in your research, or that would illustrate kind of what we're talking about?
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, even like a case study, we could talk about working with, you know, and I work with people in various stages of the design process. So this one client that I had, he had already started with an architect, and, you know, so the design was laid out at that point in terms of, you know, it wasn't built yet. And he hired me to work as an art advisor. And through this process, I also became a part of the design team and the project manager, working with the architect and the general contractor. And then I was hired on to do all the interiors from ground up. So I was really doing all of this work just, you know, as a designer and an art advisor. And through this process...
Just interrupt for a minute. The art advisor, of course, was actually buying, in the typical role of our art advisor, of buying art to hang in the home, correct?
Exactly.
Okay, so go on, then you were...
So, you know, this process can be one of doing a formal assessment of unearthing people's historical connection to art and their, you know, growing up and what they connect to in terms of texture, color, symbols, designs, what their dreams tell them, what they've grown up with, what they love, what they connect to. To the somatic, and I work with trauma, to understanding the somatic place of the psyche in terms of somebody who needs more boundaries and space in their design and, you know, assessing their need for closeness and intimacy and separation and space. So to evaluate the psychology of somebody can be through a formal assessment that I will do, but sometimes it can be a very inadvertent process of just working with the client and learning about them, their selves, their attractions, their desires, their histories, their psychological needs. So, you know, being a trained psychotherapist for so many years, I kind of can unearth that very naturally. So It can be a formalized assessment, or it can be something, like I said, more organic, like what happened with this client, where we just kind of exposed him to certain mediums of artwork, and it was a surprise where he just fell in love with a Renoir, and it unearthed unlocked so much of his history and connection with history, studying history, his family, his connection to the scene, to the time, and, you know, just merely exposing him and building that, and then building like a mass collection of old masters and modern impressionist paintings, helped me understand even where to go in the interiors process. And while he's not the type of client where I can, you know, say like, well, what are your psychological needs? You know, he's not so privy to that kind of direct question. It was very much learned through what attractions he had in his artwork.
Right. You have to read that. You have to read that in a sense. I mean, I don't know if I was asked that question, I'd really know how to answer that. And I think I'm pretty in touch with what's going on, you know.
But
what are your needs? What are your really your needs visually, environmentally, physically, architecturally? That's a very abstract question. That I mean, you're talking about a very special read on because
yes.
People don't typically know that, right?
No, and part of this process is to make that unconscious conscious, and to really reflect that higher self, like what really brings that higher self into the design process? What person really just needs a manhole? What guy really, you know, what separate bathrooms will really serve for a couple, you know, that would, you know, help them in their relationship, the need to have, you know what I mean? So there's ways of directing, like, and questions as to, you know, what do you need for relaxation in the home? Where do you find that you need to escape to? Do you, you know, need space in the house? How does that look? What would that look like if you could really kind of connect with that? How did, you know, and then really looking back at what did you love in your childhood house? How do you bring that to the, you know, to the current design process? And really just people who might not be connected to a design aesthetic or need, helping them become more aware of it, or people who really do, you know, really kind of reflecting that authentic higher self in that design. And as a psychotherapist, also me collaborating with the team to really mediate that discussion.
But also to kind of give the team confidence that, I mean, I guess this is your team. You're talking about not just collaborating with a team, but directing a team, because you're the one that's doing the reading, and then the team has to do the articulation of that read.
Yes. The team has to do but part of it is me being able to be the voice between a client and an architect, if need be. I can help elucidate that conversation, being one who understands psychology and design. So I can act as that crosswalk.
And is that primarily what you're involved in now, being that between the client and the architect, or are you taking over more roles, as you say, as kind of, you know, consultant and designer and a number of things?
You know, it takes a variety of positions, because like in this case, it was being project manager, doing design, doing the art buying, building the and working with that architect intimately. So it can be that, or it can be from the get-go when, you know, we're looking at the architectural planning and me being a part of that process of really doing the design of the house earlier on is preferable to when somebody's, you know, even buying real estate. So, I mean, I kind of come in at so many different points of entry. I'm actually going to be working on a film soon. And, you know, as a production designer that's very, you know, looking at a script and characters to kind of interpret what the story needs to look like. You know, that's so much kind of even in and of itself a psychotexture process. So.
Right. So this psychotexture process, although it refers to architecture, you could be working with all kinds of collaborative, creative teams of almost any kind, as well as clients who are orchestrating something, you know, like retail is what I'm thinking, or a venue. It could happen in either way. Your client.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Yes. Well said. Exactly. You're right on. Exactly.
And so the future, what's next before we go? Because I know you have to go, but what do you want to leave us with? Is there a new project you're working on that's unfolding in a certain way that we should talk about before we go?
Well, I just had finished this major house in Malibu, and so I just finished on that big project, and now I'm free to, now I'm going into on a film set for the next month. So.
And how will that work on the film set? I mean, who are you essentially reading on the film script, or how does your involvement work there, if I can ask?
So I'm going to be working under a production designer at that point. So it's really working with the production designer, the director, seeing on the creative team, their art director, where we can employ the understanding of psychology from the script to articulating it in the vision of even, you know, from location scouting to creating that design concept for the series, for the TV series.
That sounds so exciting. Is this the first time you've done film?
Yes. So, and that's that, you know, I've been working with, you know, residential, and that's been primarily my work. So it's, you know, being in Los Angeles, this is a very exciting new frontier that I'm really, really getting into, because it's just so much more. It's getting into a visionary space that's so creative, but it's really teaming up with people that are really on this team, you know, and you know, just so enthusiastic about articulating this character, this story, everything from the history of the character, the psyche, to all of it. So yeah, I'm really, really excited for this.
Well, congratulations for all that. And before we go, I just wanted to ask you a question that I've been asking people lately. Is there a book you're currently reading now that you could share with us? Could be anything off topic, anything at all.
You know, it's actually, obviously, the good one would be The Poetics of Space that I had recently read, but a more kind of random, interesting one I'm reading is called Rust, The Longest War by Jonathan Waldman. It's kind of the history of Rust.
I like that. I want to thank you so much for talking with me today. I really appreciate your time.
Yes, thank you for taking the time to learn more about psychotexture.
You're listening to Yale Radio WYBC. This is Brainerd Carey with the lives of the artists, architects, curators, and more.